Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer is a wild card.
That's right.
Don't ever try to pin her down.
Indeed. Well, gang. Oh, hey, you know what we should say?
What?
We should say that the Geekly charity stream is happening, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That's something we should say.
Two separate weekends.
Well, if it's 11 days after, it would be like Saturday and like a Wednesday or something like that.
We're just streaming that whole time for a whole week.
What the rest of my beautiful podcast mates and good friends are doing right now, they're being so rude based on a series of miscommunication in our G chat the other day when I wrote that it was April 17th and 28th. But in my defense, I was actively talking to Michael and Jennifer about it while recording Dear Internet.
Yeah.
And I have a fucked up split keyboard for ergonomics.
It's very fucked up. I don't know how to use it at all.
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean why? It's nice and good. It's like this.
Boop, boop. Weird.
And I did it wrong. And then Michael goes, it's 2 days? And then Nika goes, April. And then, meaning like she heard in 2 days. But that's what I heard too after Nika said April.
And I was like, there's something going on here, but.
And then Bachman said he's confused. And then Nika realized the flub today.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Not but 2 days later, whatever.
Not but 2 days later.
We're still joking about it.
We like to have fun.
I think it's funny whenever, yeah, we all have the same conversation, but not at all the same conversation.
Yeah. Did I wait?
It's funny.
Did I say 27th or 28th? Fuck. Did I say the wrong dates? Oh, I'm panicking.
What date is it supposed to be?
I think I'm mixing up the dates. Yeah, okay. I'm mixing up a March wrestling event in St. Louis.
Oh,
you're all welcome, by the way. This year's charity stream, and here you go, David. The dates are April 27th and 28th. Wait, did I say? I think I said 17th and 18th to clarify in the chat. That is wrong, Frank.
Wow. What a series of errors.
It's a journey. But again, in my defense, I was talking to five people at once.
What are you going to do?
April 27th and 28th, the 24-hour charity stream. And did you know this is the 10th one?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a decade of charity streams.
That's so many. So we want to make it the best one ever. So we raise money for the Trevor Project. And hopefully this year we can make it the best one ever. And we want to have you there. Twitch.tv, starting at probably around... Wait, we started later last year, I think. But regardless, sometime on the 27th.
Be on the lookout. We'll announce closer to time, the actual specific time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it worked out better that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, another thing that we should rattle the damn cages about is, hey, we don't always say it on air, but... To all the fan artists out there that are doing wonderful, glorious fan art, thank you so much. You're so beautiful.
So
we see it. We love it. We rejoice in it. A lot of us have it on our walls behind us very much right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a person that does fan art of our stuff, be sure to use hashtag drunks and doodles because that's how we find it. Or just tag us, obviously. But... we also use it for the podcast little art on the website and some podcast players. So if you want to see your art in the big stage, the silver screen of the iPod, hey, get in there. And if you're curious about making it, just do it. We love all of it, right?
We love fan art.
We love fan art.
It really is so just delightful
it
to see it.
It brings us
so much joy.
Endless joy. Like if
I
you,
love it.
So much joy.
If you're like, you know, they made me chuckle, I'm having a good day, give us a favor back and do some art.
Yeah.
It'd make us so happy.
Even if it's just a little doodle, I know that.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, there's a couple people who like just do little doodles on like post-its or whatever. I love those.
Yeah.
Our first art for the podcast was fan art I did on doodles.
Yes.
And so forth.
I love a little doodle.
I keep fan art on my office wall at work.
Yo.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a brave boy.
You are. People know you podcast.
Yeah.
Is it the Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom and Prank, or is it a sentient pile of mint chocolate chip ice cream sucking you off?
Our station manager said you can have like two dicks on your wall, but no more.
That's it, though?
That's it.
Honestly, I feel like you can have a little porn at work.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
He doesn't need healing. He's alive. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I want it. I want it, but I don't need it.
Roll 2d8.
4 between the two of them.
Are you sure it's a d8 and not a d4?
Does the names have clothes?
Yeah, you realize it actually has like a little collar, just like a little, no other clothes attached, but just like a little collar. There's a stillness has fallen over the jungle, and Chuck, you see a massive footprint.
That's Bigfoot.
And it's reptilian, maybe?
All right, we appear to be in Bigfoot's area. He's gonna try to bite us, so let's...
And you feel like you're being hunted. You see these big nostrils behind you. You don't see them, the audience does. And they're like, and they like, you know, flare these big nostrils. And then you see these huge teeth, and you're just like whistling, taking a piss.
Yeah.
And these huge teeth are like,
oh my fucking God, Doomjaw! Lay his ass up!
You see this huge lizard. It's got a long tail. It's got a big head with lots of teeth. It's got little stupid arms up front. It's a fucking T-Rex.
Okay, that's 29 psychic damage. And he is incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Say what?
I think Pluto should be a planet. I'm with you on that.
See? There we go.
Leave Pluto alone.
These old heads.
That is my turn.
Screech. What's the topography of the back of this T-Rex?
The topography? I like it, 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 like it. Oh, Super Ben Foster and Gold. Okay, you're chipping off spines.
Yeah.
All right, you pop off two spines.
Yeah.
You do 25 damage? That's so much.
Yeah.
What does it look like when you kill this T-Rex? Jungle.
We just defeated the horrid Doomjaw.
Doomjaw.
Doomjaw has been dealt with.
Yeah, and we're murdered. Like pretty close to the cliff where the wretched bird has taken the crystal.
Shitwing.
You're at the foot of this sheer cliff. That, you know, there's plenty of handholds and stuff. You could probably.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I only think of cliffs at the top. When I'm at the bottom of a cliff looking up, that's a mountain to me.
Wow, okay.
Like, I know that it's probably a cliff, but I don't see it that way. Cliffs are for falling, not climbing. Thank you. Well, what do you guys think?
Well, today you're going to be climbing one.
I think I agree because you climb a cliff face.
Mm. Ah! I feel like that disagrees with me, but...
But it's different because the cliff face is not the top of the cliff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cliff is the top, and then the cliff face is what you climb up.
Okay, yeah, the tip of the dick is the cliff.
Yeah.
And then the shaft.
Exactly.
Maybe it could be that I'm thinking of it as a cliff because I expect you to fall off of it.
I don't like that.
You're going to get to the top and you're going to take a tumble. Yeah.
We're going to obviously be picked up by the big bird, and it's going to fling us off the side of the cliff.
Well.
I mean, who's to say?
I mean, I don't want that to happen.
I'm a student of language. as the bard's arts, you know what I'm saying? Humorist, if you will. So I just love to deal with these strange little foibles of our language.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You fought a big T-Rex.
Can I rip out some of its damn teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we harvest meat? Like, we need to, like, skate scale?
If I see any of you guys also harvesting, I'd be like, all right, I guess.
Well, I have to say that Screech did specifically harvest its spines already.
And some feathers.
Like, little spikies on its back?
I don't know if I was being serious about the feathers or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, where's your heart?
I don't know. I don't know if feathers makes it better or worse.
Okay, before you decide, it would make me happy.
If it had feathers?
Yeah, that could either work out for me or against me. I can see either way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want you to be happy.
It's true. But how insufferable am I when I'm unhappy?
What's the difference?
Fine. It has feathers. You have there's a cliff. There's a sheer stone. Here's why it's a cliff and not a mountain.
Tell me.
If it was a mountain, you could like just walk up it, maybe.
Yeah.
And this is like 90 degrees.
Damn. You said there are like little handholds that it looks like we could climb.
It's a rocky face. There's definitely cliffs up further.
Cliffs up further?
So, oh my god, caves. I'm so sorry.
What
the hell?
There's a multiple cliff situation. This guy's name Cliff.
How tall is this cliff, though?
It's so tall.
Because I gotta tell you, Celine is not gonna just climb up this cliff.
Here's what I think happens. We finally get through the dense vegetation, and we see a cliff. Oh. And we all just kind of look at each other like, Rook, I'm sorry. These giants are gonna die. We can't. I'm not climbing this.
I mean, we have this rope.
We have that magic rope, but
the rope of climbing.
Are any of you? I haven't done this shit in so long. Anywhere between 25 and 32 years ago, I will break every.
Yeah,
bone
can
of the
like
body.
Is one of us like decent enough at it? They can climb up first and like attach the rope to something and sit it down.
Bro,
I could acrobatics my way up, maybe. I could not athletic my way up.
Guys, don't you remember the rope, though, that you just said you talked about?
Yeah, but someone has to go up first, right? Or if the last...
No, you have to whisper to it. You whisper to it,
and it slithers up and ties itself.
Okay. That part I forgot. I just knew it was strong.
And then Bachman, you have the rope.
Yeah, sure.
Can you?
No, I do. I do have the rope.
Yeah. So it's literally just like that. But then don't we? That's like climbing a stripper pole, then, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm scared.
Can I say something? My dad's a fireman, so I've ridden the fireman pole, gang, and I've tried to climb up it.
Yeah.
While being afraid that a man was going to land on top of me because you're not supposed to climb up it.
Is the fireman pole like a stripper pole at all?
I think they're exact same. I would love to see the dimensional difference.
Because do you know stripper poles, like, yeah, it rotates. Do you know this?
That what?
The pole rotates.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. I thought it was just greasy.
No.
I thought she'd just do good spin.
That's why they wipe it off, is so it's not greasy. They wipe it off with alcohol.
These guys haven't watched enough Real Housewives.
They don't know shit.
How's the pole spin?
It's like, it's attached.
I thought it was like when you're at the gym and you have to like squirt down the thing afterwards. I thought that's what it was.
Well, basically, yeah. It's just like an alcohol.
How high is this cliff? What's the height?
Yeah. Okay, Michael, is there a stripper pole from the top of the cliff to the bottom of it?
So it's a 50-foot rope.
Yeah, well, it's a 60-foot rope.
Oh, is it a 60-foot?
It's 50 feet if I have it tied into climbing knots.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Well, it depends on how high the cliff is, right?
Well, yeah, we'll just have to get to the spot and keep sending it up, right?
That sounds so scary.
It does sound very scary. All I can think of is it's like, I know it's not like this, but it just makes you think of the part in Lord of the Rings where the hobbits and everyone, they're walking on the side of the mountain. It's so scary.
I hate when that happens in any movie.
Yeah.
And that's going to be us, but it's going to be even worse because we're going up a cliff.
I do love the idea of the adventuring party just getting to like some Lord of the Rings shit. Like, I'm not doing that.
No, man.
I'm going back home. Good luck.
Oh, there's Nazgul here? No,
wait, there's
out.
Giants throwing rocks on us and we're covered in ice?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm hungry. Bye.
If there's a Nazgul here, I want to try to fuck him.
Of course. I mean, yeah, that
No,
obviously.
He'll kill you.
A third movie of Frodo just getting fucked up in the Shire would have been all right.
Oi. Merry and Pippin, like, doing quaaludes and shit. Hell yeah.
So you look up, right? And at a certain point, there are like some clouds before the top of the cliff. It's like really high up,
like 30 feet up.
Michael, I'm gonna die.
Is this like Everest?
Wow, those are some low clouds.
Guys, we can't do... I'm looking at all of us, right? Like, I'm the strong one, and I'm not that strong. I don't want to break anything. But what exactly does the magic rope do?
Hold on. Hold on.
Can I fly? Mika, can you fly?
Okay, I'm thinking of some options as well. Hold on.
Do you want me to read what the rope does?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This 60-foot length of silk rope weighs 3 pounds and can hold up to 3,000 pounds. Might as well just say 2,997 pounds, honestly. If you hold one end of the rope and use an action to speak the command word, the rope animates. As a bonus action, you can command the other end of the rope to move towards a destination you choose. That end moves 10 feet on your turn when you first command it, and 10 feet on your turns until reaching its destination, up to its maximum length away or until you tell it to stop. You can also tell the rope to fasten itself securely to an object or to unfasten itself, to knot or unknot itself, or to coil itself for carrying.
Whoa.
Here's what I'm reading here. You could just hold on to one end of the rope, and I'm sure Michael's going to say no, and rightfully so, but you can just hold on to one end of the rope, command the other end to go somewhere. It says nothing about how much it is.
Yeah. Just bring it right
the
up.
The way that's written is just vague enough. It sounds like Mary Poppins shit.
Yeah,
tie it to someone else, and then we can just have it lift each person up.
I want to go full Lorax and lift myself by the seat of my own pants.
Yeah. When it says it can do 3,000 pounds, that's without breaking. It doesn't mean you can lift that much.
What can it lift if that's its pulling weight?
Yeah, that's the thing, is they don't say how much it can lift, which leads me to believe it must be infinite.
We can backwards engineer this, though, because we can figure out, based off of what your strength weight is, it says, like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure this out.
Don't you think the spirit of D&D, though, is like a mage hand that can't lift more than 15 pounds?
Yeah, it's crazy. Why would anybody use mage hand when this thing exists? That's what I'm saying.
this cool ass rope.
I want to figure this out.
Now, while Nika is looking things up too, I just want to, I don't think that we can use this exactly right now, but just do remember that I can summon a wolf if we need one.
There's no way that would help. We have discussed this before.
Yeah.
What if Jennifer beach balls us with her ability to push us?
Now that is a thing I can kind of do. Yeah. I guess I was in my mind thinking that I would summon the Hound of Ilma Omen and have him like do something, but we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that.
I'm 100% in support of Jennifer because I know how desperately, when you have a spell that can summon something, I know how desperately you want to use it. Yeah. Summon lesser demons. Oh my God.
Right. Like you got to. No, I did want to use my Hound of Ill Omen in a silly way, but I think it's technically just meant to attack people. But because I almost offered to use him as a decoy or to lure out old, Doomjaw last week, but we didn't get there.
So everything I can find shows that we should be able to do this just because it says that the strength score is it says for pushing, lifting, and basically all directions.
Okay.
It's 2 times your carrying capacity or 30 times your strength score. So this silken rope is very strong.
Well, why don't you try it? Let's try it, gang.
I think we just gotta go and hope for the best.
What's the rope called again?
A rope of climbing.
I tie it around my waist.
Ah.
And do we want to think about order of who goes here? Because, and the reason why I'm thinking about this is because if like Chuck is like up high and then he falls and he's gonna knock everyone down underneath him.
All right, now.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
The rope is in my inventory, so you can ask me for it if you want to tie it around your waist.
Well, are we gonna do this or?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Here, have the rope.
No, that's just Rourke. That's just me asking you. This is, I hate not having an accent. It's so hard.
Yeah. Like, who is this?
Yeah.
So do it. Do it. Say that thing. Say the thing you were going to say.
So are we going to do this? You want to just throw me up there? What's the worst that happens?
I mean, I think of all of us, I trust you, I think, the most with this.
You're the most skillful at everything. So,
we'll see what happens.
Nothing in the rope says that it's a fucking magical escalator/elevator. But, because I think the rules as intended, it's supposed to snake up and then we climb it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. We can't do the thing that I suggested.
You could try it.
But I think it's weird they don't say it. It's weird they don't say it, is my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I brought it up. Yes, you know what? I'm going to hold on to one end of the rope. I'm going to command the other end to go up. And I'm going to stand there.
We got to test it and see, right? We have to try.
It can only move 10 feet a turn, so it's going to take like a full minute for us to see if this works.
Oh, this will be nice and slow. So if I fall, if it can only move 10 feet at a turn, it can only fall 10 feet at a turn.
I'll fucking catch you. I don't give a damn. And we'll figure out it doesn't work pretty quickly.
No, if you fall, you have to be holding the rope to give it a command.
Okay.
So if you fall when it goes up, it's just going to keep going up. You cannot fall.
What the fuck?
What?
The rope will keep going up on its own without you. If you tell it to go to the top of the cliff.
If you let go of it, will I float away like a person in a balloon?
Well, if you're the one being carried, you give it the command.
The text is, though, you hold one end and the other end goes up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the same, right?
But you can, if you command it to go 100 feet away,
mm-hmm.
it's going to pull on you. And if we can say, oh, it's not strong enough to carry a human. So if you let it go, it will keep going.
I think it's saying it moves 10 feet on your turn, and then a maximum length, its maximum length away, aka 60 feet.
And 10 feet on each of your turns until reaching its, up to its, okay, so you can only say 60 feet away. Okay, so we can't, good. I don't want to send a rope to the moon on accident.
Yeah, if you fuck up and you just go in the atmosphere and you freeze to death, your eyes fall out.
I like that better, honestly. I wish that was the way it worked, but yeah, no. You're right.
You're the first person in this world who's like seen outer space and then you immediately die.
Because I think that like...
And then you fall back down to Earth frozen as a meteor.
It feels like the way that it's kind of written is... It's like a grappling hook that just always works and can automatically... It's And then you know when my friend Indiana Jones uses his whip to swing across a chasm?
Yeah.
And then he is like, all right, get down here. And it just does. Well, this can do that easily.
Did you just remember you have a grappling hook?
Dude, put this bitch... Put a grappling hook into this, and that is how you can make your grappling hook work like Batman does.
Cool. Done.
Which is cool as fuck. Like... Watch out, evildoer.
And they're like, I'm just gonna step to the side.
The thing that I was gonna say is that you could make it get you could send it out of your reach if you made it not itself first, so now it's only 50, but technically its maximum length is still 60. And then send it 60 feet away. So it's 10 feet.
Damn, get 10 more feet. Get fucked, yeah. God. Alright, so what we're saying is we wanna see if this thing, if Screech says, up you go. To the rope, and if Nika or if Rourke holds the other end, we want to see what will happen.
Don't hold the other end. Hold like 10 feet into the rope.
Can I tie it around my waist in a way that it won't break my back or any other sort of debilitating?
I mean, Screech could tell it to do that to you.
Could you tell it to do that, please?
Harness up rope. Make it like a little climbing harness.
Hey, watch your watch it. Well, okay.
Watch your hands, rope.
Watch your hands. Leave room for Rhea.
And then you have to hold on to the end of the rope, that's tied to you, and then command the other end to go up.
Well, wait, wouldn't you command it? You hold on to the one end, and then you say
no.
Because it's your rope, so you're the one
you
commanding
command
it. Yeah.
It's not cheating because it's your rope.
I've heard of pushing rope, but this is your rope.
Yeah, I didn't think, I'm sure you've been saying this the whole time and I just haven't been hearing you. I didn't think about it, like using you like a balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're trying to do, because it's your rope, you close your eyes, and you're like, whatever's attached to the end of the rope, it's going up. Not my problem.
I love how complicated and complex you made this rope. Yeah. And it's been worth every moment of talking about in my opinion.
That's what Dungeons & Dragons is.
Exactly.
Like a solid 48 minutes I hear in-person
games. Getting your plan in person.
It's just like, take everything we do and multiply it by 4, right? And then the DM just get like, I know what the answer is, but I guess I'll change it, but maybe I won't. And it's like 90 minutes of the players being like, what if we do this and not trying it? So that's what I think we wanted to try to do, is try to Mary Poppins Rourke up.
Yes.
By Screech saying, up you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because only the opposite end of that is being held goes up.
I just love that I was like, I'll give these guys something to help them.
And they're like, and it's become the most complicated thing ever.
Like, no, we're far too stupid for that.
You made us God.
Well, again, I don't believe this is rules as I would not have read that in these rules and said if that was possible because it's too powerful and then it's just a magic broom.
No, you would read those rules as that's the way it works.
That's true.
But your sensibilities would be like, yeah, that's not. I whisper secret nothings to this rope and I tell it to go exactly 60 feet up the cliff.
Okay.
I will not let go of the rope though.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rourke, make a either athletics or acrobatics check with advantage.
Well, I rolled a 5.
And I rolled a 7.
No!
Hey, add a D4 to that, brother. You know I'm guidancing you.
Thank you.
Keep in mind, she's harnessed in.
Okay, I did roll a 4 on that one. So 11 plus 5, 16. That's winning. That's passable.
Yeah, no. That's fine.
Yeah, no, Michael?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, no, in Midwest means absolutely not.
And you did knot this rope, or did you not knot this rope?
What? No, we're not knotting it because we're using it as a magic elevator.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You managed to hang on, and it, you know what? This is the rules of storytelling, I think. We talked about this rope so fucking much that it would be a real bummer if it didn't do something cool.
So true.
I mean, we've spent 20 minutes of podcast time, and I think that it has just invigorated this rope with extra power. This is not a standard. This is not a standard climbing rope.
This rope is powered by hymns.
All right, but here's my question. Good, thank you. But now what? Like, are we now saying that Bachman's going to get lifted up? Because that's extremely not what is in... That's, like, so outside of the realms of possibilities.
Well, that is where I'd like to take us next. So, Rourke, you are sort of against the side of the cliff about 50 feet up or whatever?
Okay. Am I, like, holding on? Can I stand on it?
Okay, here's what has to happen. Bachman has to say... Rourke, this is your rope now. You can have this.
I don't think ownership actually matters.
No, you have to tell him.
We have to pass ownership.
Because it's not an attuned item, so you have to trick it. And now,
outsmart this rope.
And now Rourke is in charge. So now Rourke says,
and then I can lasso everyone up, and I can technically get y'all 120 feet.
Okay,
because the 60 feet down pull you up and then flip you up.
Well, no. Well, I was saying you two just like frog jump each other,
and then we drop the rope down,
and then drop the rope down, and then Celine and I
will do the same.
Do the same.
Oh, okay, hey, that works. Shit.
I just want to end up with the rope at the end of this. That's all I care about.
You get the rope at the end.
We'll get it back to you.
I mean, I guess there's an implication that every 50 feet, we would have to hold on for dear life as a magic rope.
There would have to be a ledge or something. So roll perception for ledge.
Yeah. Some of us has to have some pitons somewhere. Pitons?
Okay, Michael, you gave me inspiration last time, and I would like to use it because I rolled a 1.
Go for it. Do it.
God damn it. Okay, well, this dice is going in the jail because I rolled a 3, so my perception is an 8.
All right, so you do find a ledge, but you're not sure how sturdy it is.
Okay, I think I'm okay. I got a ledge up here, and it looks like it should hold me.
From that height, do you see another way up? This feels so fucking dangerous.
Michael, is there any place around me that looks like it's a different color that might be a secret cliff face elevator?
No.
Does Celine, do you have like a slow fall or anything?
No, and let me just say, I did recently consider taking a spell that would let me basically teleport, and I didn't, and now I'm like, why did I do that? No.
If you had taken it, this wouldn't be happening.
How tall is this? It's tall as fuck, right?
Yeah, it's just really tall is what I've said.
Yeah. And you're tall in real life, so that's like even taller for me.
Right, he means it when God he says damn. It.
Rourke, go ahead and if you want to sort of secure yourself in this ledge, go ahead and roll, let's say acrobatics again, or do you like athletics okay. better?
No, which one I do would prefer? Love acrobatics.
All right, I am going to ask you to take a minus two on this roll.
Okay, though. I got an 18 minus two, 16.
All right. It doesn't feel sturdy. A couple stones fall off, but the ledge does seem to hold.
Okay. A couple of rocks fall down, but Rourke yells down, "Oh, this is good. Yeah, I'm totally okay."
She's never lied before, so that sounds right.
Okay, Rourke, the rope now belongs to you. You grab the end, and I guess I'll. How much of the length of this rope? It doesn't matter. I'm sure it's fine.
I mean, yeah, like what? We're gonna seesaw 18 times as opposed to 17 times. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. So I would harness myself onto the rope, and then okay, Rourke, you just gotta send me up.
Okay, a rope, come back to me.
It does. It listens to you.
Okay, now that you're up here, Screech, it's actually not, I don't feel that safe. Can I send you up another 60?
Yeah, fuck it, here we go.
Okay, rope, go on up.
Ah!
The idea, like, this is not a good idea. Do you want to keep going? Let's do it. This is like a carnival in, like, whatever state is to the west of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my grappling hook in the other hand.
Oh, I did. You do need to roll that. You need to make an acrobatics check with advantage.
Bitch, there ain't no way Selena and I are going to be able to do this. Why do we send you two together? This is so dumb. Everything that's happened is so dumb.
Oh, because we're the smaller ones?
Yeah, well, yeah. You guys have dex.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
I'm not horrible on dex, actually.
I weigh 489 pounds.
My dex is okay.
It is a lot easier to climb a knotted rope. Just throw that out there.
Rules as written, you don't even have to roll to do it.
We're not climbing it. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's lifting it. Well, it's just securing it is the thing.
Yeah.
So the rope would then theoretically, Michael, could we just say, let's say theoretically we knot this rope and we start climbing up it.
Hmm.
What kind of checks are we going to have to make?
What are we talking about?
Before we sign this document of what our characters do, you tell us everything we have to do before we say if we do it or not. Thank you.
Probably very similar checks to you're making now.
Would the DC be lower?
If there's knots in the rope, yes.
Okay.
Now I'm giving you advantage based on what's happening right now.
Because we're very smart.
Because we're harnessed in. We're tied in.
Because you're harnessed in.
Because we've wasted so much time that he's like stressed out about it.
I feel like we all like legitimately got really scared of this cliff what has happened.
Sometimes like as you're adventuring, you're the whimsy and the dragons and the shooting fireballs just like hits a face of a cliff literally, and you're like, I can't get up there. I don't give a fuck that I can shoot fireballs. I can't get up there.
But like that's a cliff.
It was like the time when we're all like level fucking 20 in last campaign and we came up to a locked door and we all looked at each other and like we didn't need this because our rogue died, but Michael killed our rogue so early that it's never come up again.
Good times.
I got a 15.
This is such a bad idea.
No, this is good. This is just the rope episode.
You guys are just Ferris wheeling each other. This just look so fucking crazy. Yeah, those two surviving apes are like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, actually, like, let's just say this is like doing intimidation to the bird also, because it's seeing this and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, flying is for bitches. Use weird rope.
By this point, it's been like a full 5 minutes too, because this is a slow rope.
It's like as you slowly go up.
Yeah, it's 10 feet per 6 seconds. That's crazy.
So are Screech and Rourke, are you guys just continuing up?
Well, I think,
yeah,
should we continue all the way up?
What are we gonna do?
Maybe we shouldn't be fully that far away from.
Well,
each
here's
other.
The thing: who gives a fuck what any of our dex scores are? If none of us have like climbing gear or whatever, it just takes one of us to roll beneath a blah 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 to fall 89 feet.
That's true.
I feel like we should probably stick closer together.
But Michael does want us up this cliff, so I do have to assume something's gonna happen.
We wouldn't fall because we're harnessed in.
No, you would fall.
Yeah, but you've got the check. You get the check of like falling and then the other person holding on when the rope goes taut. Right.
That's what we should have checked as Rourke was going up. We should have had Screech jump and see what would happen. I think based on that implication, Screech could just climb up after Rourke as it's going.
Oh.
Catch up to her. Tell it to keep going up.
And then the rope could theoretically perpetually always climb.
Exactly. And then, actually, yeah, yeah. As silly as this is, that sounds safer, because that means that Screech should just keep climbing, and then he's the only one who has to make the checks.
Oh, I can keep commanding as
it
I climb.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Take that, God.
Yeah, that's gonna
Michael,
go.
You fucked up.
I don't understand.
All right, so what we're doing instead, right, is the reason why the rope works. And Michael, as silly as this sounds, we are using the rope as tended 100% more by this plan. Because the rope is supposed to just go where you want it.
Right.
And then you climb it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Right.
But we're cheating God and all of the saints by sending a bitch up with the rope. So, which you said happened. That's on you.
Uh-huh.
And so now Screech says go up 50 feet. As Rourke is shibari'd in there, or being held like a damn wet cat. And then once it gets up there, it like does something. Like Rourke holds on. But it also maybe doesn't matter because Screech is just climbing as it's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would climb like 10 feet up the rope. Because at that point, I just hold on and I keep saying, now keep going 50 feet, 50 feet, 50 feet. 50 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your climb speed is faster than its... go high speed.
Right.
So you're like Mario going up the vine and just waiting on the top of the screen.
I have a feeling that after today, this is going to get patched out of the game. But for today, it's an exploit that I'm happy to use.
Yeah, I do love the DM being like, you are right, but this will not happen ever again.
I feel like we're forgetting also that the rope carries 3,000 pounds. So it could just carry... everyone at once. We don't have to do it individually, right?
That's true.
Carries is...
That's without breaking. That doesn't mean it can lift 3,000 pounds.
But Celine and Chuck are not near 3,000 pounds.
Right.
They're not even near 1,500.
So what Nika's saying is that we use 30 of the 60 feet to tie us dummies together.
Yeah.
And then... Screech Mary Poppins climbs after us as the three of us are just like, don't look down. Don't look down. Do not look down. Do not.
Yeah, I think that's what we're saying.
I mean, we have kind of done the Cliffs of Insanity at this point, right? For the Princess Bride with the giants just climbing up and there's just people.
I think this is the rope of insanity.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I want, yeah, this is the plan as it stands now, is that I keep telling it until Rourke gets up to the, this is also kind of the farmer and the fox, the chicken and the seed, you know, where you gotta like go up and down.
Oh, the fox, the cabbage and the sheep.
The tiger, the duck and the grain.
Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I have to take work up and leave you two alone.
Uh-oh.
I gotta find the right combination.
Well, but I'm also saying, like, we now that we've, if this works, and it's yada, 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 right, then why not just make it take, it would actually be faster for all of us to go at once, because we don't have to do it three times.
Yeah.
Screech yells, so am I coming back down or what?
So, Michael, do you understand what we're saying?
I do. I feel like maybe for it to not just be a rope that is actually a flying carpet.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me I'm wrong?
Now you're going to put the bumpers up? Now?
This is where you draw the line, Michael.
We did fly too close to the sun.
The time to tell Icarus no was earlier when he flew high. Fuck the sun. I'm going to throw up.
So I feel like it should be, you know, tied down somewhere, but whatever, I don't fucking care.
So you go, so I got to take multiple trips, is that what you're telling me?
That's right. Yeah, that is true.
I think that does make sense. I do think tied to something.
It does have to be tied to something.
Okay.
But you tie Rourke halfway up, or like give 10 feet past it, right? And those should theoretically still work, but it doesn't matter. Because then you just tell it to secure itself. It's magic. Mm. It understands it. It worms its way in and like goes in a crack in the cliff and wraps around in like a mole hole or something like that, or an eagle's nest. I don't fucking know. Oh, I'm going to pass out.
I'm going to be real. Y'all lost me. I'll do whatever you say.
Yeah, I guess my thing is I just really don't want to make all four of us, because we'd have to all climb it by ourselves. And I'm just so afraid of anyone.
It's more fun this way.
This way is more fun. Absolutely. Yeah. But I know there's a whole thing of like risk averse players, but it does certainly get to a point where you're like, look at all of us. Do you think us motherfuckers are going to be able to make 13 athletics or acrobatics checks like without beefing it? That being said, that therein is where the fun lies, right? Like,
but I think it's fun also. We're not necessarily risk adverse. We are problem solving individuals that have creative.
It's not us saying that Michael's going to end the campaign if we fail one rope check.
Michael's been giving us advantage too, because we're harnessed in.
Uh huh.
So it's 13 checks with advantage,
which is statistically a +5. I could give the three of us a d4 and then cast bless, that's 2d4, and then depending on how fast it takes to fall, Rourke can prepare bardic inspiration a handful of times. So like if I see one of my homies fall, I scream at them to don't fall, and then they can add a d8 or whatever. Boom, take that, god. I think the thing that's sort of fun about this too is that we're all pretty sure there's a way to do this, right?
Yeah
we're just trying to find the dumbest way possible.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
like, we've passed can we do it and into like how do we make it stupid.
I think we're looking for efficiency here.
Yeah,
and I think,
and less chances to die.
Yeah,
I think that's the main goal.
That's the main thing, is that like when do you climb the cliff face and when do you go, or like when do you cross the river that is flowing too quickly, and then when do you go a mile to the left or
right
to find it, right?
Like, where's the line of too dangerous?
I think it's pretty clear Michael planned for us to go up, right? Which I think is legally metagaming, but I think that, like, sometimes as players, it's fun to lean into that, because mm-hmm. that makes your, gives your DM, like, what they want, right? And they get to eat delicious pasta.
Michael wants us to balloon ourselves up to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, he meant that.
Yeah, you can tell from his face.
That's, do we have a bag of holding? Can we fill it up with infinite amounts of helium? We had a talk about it, and we all agree we're all going back to Rhymeford.
Yeah. We are abandoning this mission.
If we have to go to jail for the rest of our lives, that happens.
We are going back to the Shire.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fuck this shit.
So I think we agreed that any one of our 37 ideas here would work.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to go with, my friends?
I mean,
all three of you tied to the one end, me climbing up and telling it to levitate the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I think based on that logic, only you have to make checks.
But we could aid.
We could aid.
Oh, yeah, because you guys just... Well, you did make Rourke make a acrobatics or athletics when she left the ground, didn't you?
That is true, I did.
Yeah, because she had like a rope tied around her, and I thought it'd be real awkward. Like, if, like, you were suddenly picked up by a rope.
Yeah.
But then we're like, what if we make it go slow as hell, and we tie ourselves up, like, a lot?
Yeah, I'm just, like, imagining us, we're just like when you pick a cat, like, you pick a cat up, and then, like, we're just, like, dangling.
Does anyone have any other regular rope? Could we maybe,
All have regular rope, right?
Could we tie ourselves into harnesses?
Yo!
With that's regular
that's
rope?
Up, and then yes, because this is a magic infinite knot, right?
Yeah.
And all we kind of have to do is magic it in two places, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But aren't you then bringing a second point of failure?
Bachman, are you against the rope?
No, we're bringing a fourth character. I want to introduce my new character. It's called Rope Guy. If each individual rope can hold us, then we each keep our own safety rope.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We just tie ourselves to the rope for extra security. Yeah. That's all we're using it for.
Okay, so we knot the rope up.
So you make it like you're belaying, like you do it like tied around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's now a 50-foot rope with knots every 1 foot.
Or should we do our heights? Or so we really all want to be next to each other like a pair of grapes?
Well, that'll make it easier for you guys to tie onto the rope because you can just tie around where each one of those knots is.
True.
And then you can separate yourselves a bit and you'll just be dangling off it like carnival prizes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, okay, exactly.
Okay. I hope a bird doesn't see us because I bet we look delicious.
I'm just dangling there.
Look at that.
Yeah. Everything we do in this podcast, I hope a bird doesn't see.
Yes. My shame.
Have you guys ever tried to tie like a string in a knot and then you try to tie another knot on top of that? Like it's what you do in embroidery a lot. Like you want to try and like tie your base knot really big so it doesn't come through your fabric.
Right.
But sometimes whenever you do that, it doesn't get in the right spot. So then you'll have like two knots like right next to each other. And that's how I imagine us trying to tie these knots in this rope. And there's like three knots that are within a foot of each other and then like 10 feet for a knot. And
well.
Yeah,
that just made me laugh really hard.
I fuck it up. I either get chopped in half because the rope gets so tight around my belly, it rips me apart like a damn jigsaw puzzle. It's slipping up. It's on my throat.
It's like it's like passed out. He gets the stuff.
It's done. I think we all have to pick our dragged rope sona. We've already thrown out there cat being picked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that I am Elf Buddy the Elf riding an escalator.
you're very like tense and stressed.
Yeah.
That's like right, like kind of the opposite. You're not being floppy, you're being very stiff.
Rigid.
Rigid.
Anyone else?
I mean, I think that Selene honestly would be holding on to the rope for dear life, like fully wrapped, like both arms and legs around it, like holding so tight. She is scared.
How about Rourke? Is Rourke dangling? What's Rourke doing?
I feel like I want to be in a really cool position that looks like I'm upside down. Like a lady, like a Madam Web kind of position where your legs are all wonky and
you're literally doing
doing Shibari.
You're just leaning upside down like that. It sounds like you're doing aerial silking.
But I was gonna say if I could be just like flipping around and doing twirls and everything while everyone's doing shit, that would be okay too.
Ropes are crazy. You could probably yo-yo yourself up the entire thing and back. I don't know how it worked, but I'm not a seaman.
Okay. So the what we have
please shut
what
up.
What we worked out is y'all got ropes tied around a rope, except for Screech, who is climbing.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm more comfortable off the ground than on the ground, you know, at this point.
All right. This is your natural habitat. All right. Well, I think let's have you start climbing then, right?
This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
All right, so you start climbing up this dang cliff.
How's this happening?
And go ahead and start with giving me an acrobatics roll.
All of us?
Just Screech.
Screech can have a bardic inspiration, my last one.
Oh, oh. What if?
Oh my God, the tip.
Because guidance has to be touched. And what? And I'm 6 foot, like six. How far do I can I take up with a rope that I can give from guidance the most often? Is that too dumb? Are we? I know. Is this a point of?
I mean, it's the knots are at 1 foot intervals. You can tie anywhere on there that you want.
1 foot? That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it rules.
That's like 50 knots. That's 60 knots.
Yeah.
Nautical or?
Can we do like one every 2 feet?
Yeah, but each one of those, I mean, those knots all together take up 10 feet of rope. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But if we have one every 2 feet, it only takes up 5.
I don't have that option.
It's not that. Yeah. We just.
That is the only thing that's clearly written in these instructions.
And we did just save 30 feet of rope by providing our own rope to get
that's
rope
true.
To the
that's
rope.
That's true. Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. We're shooting ropes.
We're
today.
So
we're
smart.
We're so shooting ropes right now. Pushing, shooting, you name it.
Okay. So I have a, what, a D4 for Bardic Inspiration?
Yes.
D8.
All right. Hell yeah. I love it.
But you only get to use it when, you only get to use it once. I'm going to cast Bless so that all of us have a D4. And then I'm going to cast or use my magical feature of a Peace Cleric, Emboldening Bond. And now all of it, so again, not how the game works. Michael. Are we going to have to roll?
No.
Okay, so I give it to Chuck, Rourke, and Screech.
Which, what does that give me?
Another D4. So you get 2 D4s for every single roll, and you get 1 D8 as an oh fuck.
Do I have to use that D8 before rolling my D20?
No.
No.
You can use it whenever. You use it after.
Hell yeah.
It's just your regular D8, but that you only get it once.
Yes, so... If you roll and you roll like 1 and then your 2 D4s are also 1, then you're like, well, I'm probably dead. But let's roll this D8 just for fun.
Okay, so that first acrobatics roll is a 32.
All right, don't use the D8. This is what I'm trying to say.
You are just zipping up the side of this. You're like a little, you're like a metal maniac just running up the side of this.
It's a cliff that he built.
He built it.
And you're just zipping up this fucking thing.
Don't we have spider mounts somewhere? We have spider mounts. You guys have spider mounts. Spider mounts should be able to do this.
They're not here, though.
Yes, they are.
Did we leave them back with the giants?
Or do you guys leave them back at the circus?
Yeah, I think they're at the circus.
Well, we all agree the donkey cannot.
Okay, can I just say, you guys leave as if you are not also in our group.
I don't have a spider mount.
Yes, you...
I have a donkey.
Oh, that's right. You're right. All right, fair enough.
I forgot all about those spider mounts. Those could have climbed a cliff real easy, huh? <Me
too. laughs> Spider Man going straight to.
Look, I forgot about them too, okay? All right, so you're climbing up. You're climbing up. And that's when you see the pterodactyls.
Ah! I did not think of this. Even though I said it'd be really funny if a bird attacks us, a pterodactyl's no
like
bird.
I said, like, there can't possibly be apes here.
I didn't think leopards would eat my face.
And they swoop. They swoop and they dive bomb.
The three of us are all the casters. Got free hands.
Yeah, we're fully ready to blast.
We are mech'd in with rope.
All right, yeah, let's do that. So they are. If you want to try to deter these swooping pterodactyls,
I do.
Please
yeah,
do.
I do.
What would you like to do?
Are we gonna slow this down even more and roll initiative?
We're not rolling initiative right
Michael,
now.
Michael, you want to roll initiative or just popcorn?
Popcorn right now.
Okay. Well, I'll let you two go first because you guys have weirder spells than me.
I mean, like, let's just. Should I just like do like a? Well, here's my problem. Because this has been a longer thing, I gotta conserve my spells some. So I'm thinking I might just send a little cantrip out to try to scare them away.
Sure.
A little firebolt. So yeah, can I cast a firebolt?
Yes, please roll.
Just one of them.
Go ahead and roll.
Remember, shoot where the pterodactyl's gonna be, not where it is.
Lead the shot.
That is a 22.
Damn, you blast one right between the eyes. And it falls away. But there are still two more racing towards you.
Did you ever play the Jurassic Park arcade game?
No.
Where you have to, you're in the like bumpity bumpity 4D Jeep and you have to shoot the pterodactyls out of the sky? That part rocks.
There's so many pterodactyls.
There's so many. Which is weird because that part is cut out from the book, but it's in the game?
The hell?
Can I try to shove one of them?
Yo.
Do you have to be a certain distance from them?
I need to be within, now you ask questions. Within 30 feet.
Yeah, try to push it. Oh, it has to roll strength?
Strength, yeah, it's within 30 feet.
Your arms are 30 feet long.
I guess you can wait until it gets within 30 feet. Oh, I rolled a 19 though.
That's high.
Sorry, bro.
Okay. Yeah, but I hope it feels the pressure of me trying to push it.
Its hair gets blown back, even though it's feathers. Its many feathers get blown back.
Yes. I mean, feathers are the hair of flying creatures, if you think about it.
Well, if you think about it.
So true.
If you pushed a bird in the nose as it was flying, would it just fall out of the sky because it couldn't get momentum again? Talk to me.
I don't know.
I don't know shit about birds.
Did you know that all dinosaurs had feathers except for pterodactyls?
Well,
no, that can't be true.
That's lies.
That can't be true.
What's the, like Archaeopteryx or whatever? You ever seen that bitch?
Is it a flying one?
Yeah. I think that's the one I was talking about that just walked because its head and legs were too big.
Oh, weird.
I think that's all Celine does, even though in retrospect, I should have done Twins Build.
All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go. I want to look at these pterodactyls, and I screech back at them, making the same noise that they do. It's so crushing to their psyche to be put down in such a way. It's vicious mockery.
Oh my god. You're gonna viciously mock these guys?
I am. I'm gonna say that they're not even real dinosaurs. They're arachnids. Where are your feathers if you're a bird? Idiot. You featherless dummy. Make a wisdom save.
And is it just one?
Well, yes. It is.
Yeah. That's fair.
Well, legally.
Yeah.
Michael, we're currently being elevated by a magic rope. Are you going to start following rules now?
Yeah.
He's gonna
you ever heard of secondhand embarrassment? Maybe they're empaths.
Yeah, are they empaths, Michael? I think that they should take disadvantage if they are.
Based on the roll I just made, one of them's like, oh, and it just like flies off. And you're like,
where's my thorax? Fall.
Yay. Yay.
So two are coming at us.
Yeah.
I just want to do a very simple Toll of the Dead on the one that my friend Celine attacked, please.
I'm your friend?
Yeah. Don't tell Celine that.
I won't.
Roll a wisdom save, my friend, Michael.
Five.
Idiot. So they take 2d12, a dice that no one ever uses in
I love it rolling a d12. It has a good hand feel.
It does.
I rolled so good. I rolled a 10 and a 12, so that's 22 DiMaggio.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because as everyone knows, Toll of the Dead does more damage if you target someone who's been hit already.
Huh.
So they take 22.
It flies. It like starts flying all crazy and loopy, and then it slams into the side of the cliff face and explodes.
Oh.
Explodes? That's crazy.
Yeah, ball of fire. Like,
they ate too many rice, I guess. You don't feed birds rice, by the way,
that's
guys.
That's true. They'll explode. That's what happened.
That's what happened. That's crazy. I'm covered in beak.
And the last one swoops in, and it tries to take a chonk out of Screech. Screech, can you roll like a dexterity saving throw of some kind?
I'll roll whatever the fuck you want. Oh my god. And I still get these d4s or what?
2d4s, emergency d8.
Wow.
Plus 6, 13, plus another 6, 19.
All right, you narrowly avoid this guy.
Ooh.
As it's flying away, you do have one free hand. You're holding onto the cliff with one hand. So if you wanted to take a shot at this guy,
Yeah, no, I'd fucking love to take a shot.
You have a crossbow, right? Isn't that, am I ruining that wrong?
I think it, yeah, I think I technically have a short bow, but like, it's like an RP thing. I think I just put a ranged weapon on there.
It's an RP thing, he says, Michael. His short bow.
Because I'm always like throwing stuff.
Throw something then. Do whatever you want to do. Christ.
Yeah, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, hey, I will do whatever I want to do.
Jesus.
A D4 is a D6 on a bad day. Fuck off.
19.
You hit.
You know I'm going to take my sneak attack. Yeah, I get that, right?
You do get your sneak attack, regardless of whatever the fuck you're doing.
Didn't see it coming.
15. The fucking dome.
Jesus. It swoops away. Flies away, and it does not come back. It flies far, far away.
I miss him. I do miss him. And I imagine our rope is just still continually going up. It isn't. It's such a simple life for this rope. It, head empty, only go up.
Yeah.
I mean, it can go other directions, but only if we will it. If we think it good and just.
If we think it good and just.
It's such a sub in your Dom relationship. Can we make it go up our butt?
Shut off!
Do you want it to go up your butt?
As long as it's 50 feet away.
Yeah. Can it trace our entire butt in intestines, brother?
I'm upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, I tell the rope to go up my butt and out my teeth.
Wait, but isn't intestines like 12 miles or some shit?
It specifically says in the rules the destination can't be further away than the length of the rope, which it's not.
It's not.
Yo! Dude! I didn't think about that. Take that, God.
But your intestines are also 15 feet, so we've still got plenty of rope space.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem.
That's it? I thought it was 20 miles.
Yes!
The knots are suddenly very important.
Really good. You just made the longest set of anal beads that's ever existed.
It's very important that we made the rope have a flared base before we went into this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you want it to not have a flared base in this situation? You needed to go they're clean.
Yeah.
Can I show you guys my notes for this episode?
I'm curious.
It says rope.
Episode should just be titled Rope. That's it.
Okay, remind me.
The episode ends as your elbows get to the top of the cliff and you pull yourselves up, but in front of you is a huge nest. And you see a glimmer inside of it, which must be some sort of crystal. But there's a massive silhouetted shape above you in the nest. What could it be? We'll have to wait and find out next week.
Why would you do that?
Not to be a prick. I know what it is. I know what it is.
How do you know what it is?
It's a big old bird.
I know what it is. It's a big bird.
It's a big fucking bird.
It is bird shaped. I'm not saying it's the bird, but it is bird shaped.
It's bird shaped.
Is it an angry bird? Remember that?
I do remember
that.
You know, Mike, I could do another episode about rope.
You can keep going with the rope?
Hey, you guys take care of that. I need a couple minutes down here. It's not a Smith machine, because that's for weightlifting. What's the thing that fucks you?
Oh, Sibians.
The Sibian's what you sit on, but there is just a fuck machine.
Yeah, Sibian is the one is like...
You ride it.
You ride it.
That's where you sit on it, yeah, and it's just a big vibrator.
Well, I think that we have clearly staked our claim to what we are in this episode.
Yeah.
As we are wont to do every couple months, couple years, is just really lean into our bullshit. So, if you like things such as this, well... You can come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. And you know what can I say? I think it's very important to follow creators that are genuine, right?
Hey, we're just real and we're raw. Real.
We can't help it.
Yeah. We're just weird little dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be us no matter what the fuck you say or scream or beg. You know what I'm saying?
And like, we just like to make each other laugh.
Isn't that punk Is that rock? Rhyme? I think that's punk rock, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what it means to be punk rock.
Yeah.
That and like, we kick people.
Yeah, we kick people.
I think that's, yeah, you got to kick people.
And we've got wallet chains.
Yes.
We've got wallet
chains. Yeah, we've all got wallet chains and big boots.
And then two strands of hair, greasy, down the front of our faces. Jennifer and I try to convince our audience of probably slightly husky males that are nerds that hoodies are bad. I think if anything that we've ever done is that's probably the bravest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, we're
and I think
about
that every day.
And the people hate us.
They hate us for this. But we're right. The hood gets in the way.
I love a crew neck and a hoodie. It depends on the day. They have specific intentions for me or why I wear a hoodie versus a crew neck.
If I'm at my computer chair, a hoodie's fine.
Yeah.
If I'm on a couch.
Crew neck.
Or my lazy boy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You extra useless piece of shit. I hate your ass. Anyways.
Traveling, it's great because you can roll it up and it's a pillow.
Oh.
No, it's still bad there. But you're probably right. Mm-hmm. I just need you to fly with me to do it. Like, can you fly it for me? Is probably what I would say. Every single Tuesday at 8:40 to 8:50-ish, give or take, we stream over on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. That's where you get the raw version, the non-canonical version, to be honest with you, because sometimes we argue and fight, and then we realize we did a whoopsie, and we have to ask David to fix it. And he does. That's what happens every single episode. We also give away dice. And that is provided by our good friends over at Die Hard Dice. Go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off. Not everyone gives you that. Just us. Well, I don't know if it's just us, but I do know.
It's just us.
It might just be us.
I don't know if it is, but it's just us.
Normally, it's 10%. But since we already had to deal with them, it's 15 for us. So it might just be us.
Yeah, we got in before they realized what they were being fools. This huge discount.
Idiots. But you can also get our very special Greens Adventurers Dracona Arena Dice, which comes with its own special dice tin with our logo on it, such as and so forth. Congratulations to Hugh Janus. Hugh Janus,
you have won the dice.
And you follow us.
And that's perfect.
That's perfect. God, sometimes the Lord is so big, they're here with us. They're like,
the Lord is so big.
The Lord is so huge. So congratulations to Hugh Janus. Check your Twitch DMs. You have acquired beautiful dice code, which gives you a chunk of money off. I believe it's $25.
Thanks, gang. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning. And I do want to say that Tribulation Farce, we've hit the point of no return.
Yeah, we've hit a really good part. So now if you've been like, you know, putting it off, get back in there.
Yeah. We have hit the point where things are so cool where the Christians are like, yeah, I killed three motherfuckers yesterday.
They're starting to kill people in the name of the Lord. You got to get in on this.
We are in it. Tribulation Farce Podcast, please.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. I don't know what's going on with Instagram, but like it doesn't show any of my content to people. So if you follow me on there, like it. I don't know if that helps.
You got shadow barred.
I guess. I don't know.
You showed feet too many times.
I don't even think I showed a foot.
I only post my feet.
The hate.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also doing the Game Crimes Pod live stream every Tuesday night after Greetings Adventurers, 10 p.m. Central Time. Tonight we're playing some fucked up F-Zero that was only broadcast like once or twice over the internet in the 90s. Like we're like a satellite connection for the Super Nintendo.
It's like Sega Game Channel. How'd you acquire it?
It's kind of like that. It's kind of for the BS Satellaview, which was like only in Japan. They'd like broadcast a like a Zelda game via satellite, for example, and then had like Japanese voice actors doing commentary while you're playing the game.
The fuck?
On your Super Nintendo. It's some fucked up shit, but people have pieced together this F-Zero game that doesn't, like, they don't have the ROM for it, but they have video, and a guy wrote software to like build a track by having it analyze video of the game and recreate button inputs. And so now we have basically a faithful one-to-one recreation of this ROM.
Not to be too on the nose, that's literally what it sounds like you're literally doing a game crime.
It's absolutely a game crime.
Yes.
Do you guys upload archives at all of your shit? Because that sounds fascinating.
It's all up on YouTube, youtube.com. I don't know if we have our vanity URL, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, if you look up Game Crimes, all one word, on YouTube, you'll find us.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings, Adventurers? Then check out these other geekling shows like Dear Internet, Naruto Ryuto. God damn that. It's
nailed it. That's exactly the name.
It's like Zip Recruiter.
Zip Recruiter Ryuto.
Zap Recruiter
Ryuto.
Naruto Ryuto. I think the problem is the accent.
Naruto Ryuto.
Naruto Ryuto. No page unturned.
Your accent is not built for it.
Taverns and Caverns, Vanguards of the Vale, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into the shows, then you'll want to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join at patreon.com/dndpodcast. This year, don't miss out on our 10th anniversary charity stream happening on April 27th through the 28th, benefiting the Trevor Project. After you've finished figuring out rope, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hell yeah. Thank you, fan artists.
Yes.
Nika, whenever you do that outro, you sound like you're getting away with something.
I feel like I am just by saying it. I feel like I...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.